Okay, good morning, everybody. So as we move closer to the end of our second journey through Sefer Tehillim, in a retrospective mode, as I've been calling it, to sort of reflect on some of the most important lessons of the pandemic. So I'll say the following with a disclaimer that none of this is meant to criticize any of the people who have expertise in areas of infectious disease and virology, in epidemiology, who were such enormous value, and saved clearly so many lives throughout this process. But simply to make an observation that they'll be the first people to tell you that there are limits to human knowledge. This is just a basic fact of epistemology of the human capacity for knowledge is finite, and certainly when you're dealing with a novel disease process, a novel pathology. So it takes an enormous amount of time for the medical community to come to understand exactly what its mechanisms are and what the genetic basis for susceptibility to severe diseases and many other issues. Now, the reason that that's important to mention is because nobody should think that Chalila, we're denigrating people who are true professionals and have guided us through the process of vaccination, and again, there's a lot of misinformation out there, so we have to be especially grateful to them. But it's important to us because it represented a paradigm shift for us, because for many of us, the idea that there are questions that experts don't know the answers to is something very foreign from our experience. It was something that would have been completely second nature for people of earlier generations who knew and understood and had internalized in very profound ways that they were very much in God's hands. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach Vashem V'ayah Hashem Yiftacho Arur HaGever Asher Sama Basar Zro'o, right? Asher Yiftach V'Adam V'Sam Basar Zro'o, as another Yirmiyah says. So that's exactly the theme of Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Mem Vav. Halu yohali nafshi yisadonai Allah adonai b'chayai zemrah lelai b'yodi al tivtechu b'nedivim b'ven adam shein lo tshua. That a person cannot place their complete trust in even princes, right? Because at the end of the day, ben adam ein lo tshua, that a human being is not going to be able to provide all the answers. This very day, people want to know, you know, are there going to be variants that are going to be possibly elude the vaccines that are going to acquire booster shots? And the answer is nobody really knows exactly how this is going to play out. And we have to accept that there are limits to human knowledge. And hopefully, for those of us who like to aspire to be people of faith, that we need, obviously, while acting responsibly, we need to accept that only God knows you know, the answers to these questions. Teitzeru cho yashuva ad maso bayom ahu avdu shenosav, that all human beings are finite and limited, not just in terms of their time in this world, but that's a given. But there's other limitations, that even during our time in this world, there are limits in terms of the answers that we can provide, there are limits in terms of the insight that we have. So Ashrei she'el Yaakov ve'ezro sivro al Adonai Elohav. So happy is the one who receives divine assistance and who places his trust, sivro, and his hope in Hashem, his God. Right? This is the same shorish as we spoke about yesterday. Einechol ilecha yisaberun ve'atano sein lehem esachlam bito, that all of us look towards you. Oseh shamayim va'aretz esayam ve'eskol ashirbam hashomer mesilam, that God at once is all-powerful, and at the same time, particularly concerned with those who otherwise would do without, to those who are in the greatest need. Osa mishpat lashukim, those who are oppressed, osin lechem larevim, those who are hungry. Hashem atira asurim, Hashem releases those who are bound, as He has for us. Hashem bokeach ivrim, Hashem zokeif kufufim, Hashem ohev tzadikim. Right, those who are laid low, Hashem can straighten them. Those who have been robbed of their vision, Hashem can open their eyes, etc. Hashem shomer eskirim yalsom v'almana yodid v'derech v'shem yaveis, imoch Hashem li'olam l'hayech tzion der v'der haliyah. So we affirm divinity at the end of this mizmor, imoch Hashem li'olam l'hayech tzion der v'der haliyah. So again, it's very difficult for modern people to think in these terms, to accept it, but this is a singular opportunity for us to cultivate the midah of bitachon, the midah of trust, which again doesn't have anything at all to do with reducing our own hishtadlus, our own efforts in every sphere of life, but in the end to recognize that, that despite our best efforts, there are always going to be things that are beyond our control. Maybe we didn't acknowledge it fully before, and we were able to ignore it, but this, the ongoing uncertainty that we face right now, I was literally just looking at a headline in a website that I like to read, virus czar unsure if pandemic under control. This happens to be in Israel. Virus czar unsure, there's a headline that, it makes a headline to say that he does not know whether or not, the top doctor does not know whether or not they have this potential surge in Israel under control. So again, it just is a way of highlighting this point of du eshten osav, that every human being is limited, and it provides us with a singular opportunity, maybe even a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Ashrei she'el Yaakov be'ezro sivro al Hashem Elokav, for us to deepen our sense of faith, of attachment, not necessarily that Hashem is going to solve all our problems for us, certainly not, but an awareness that Hashem alone, has the answers, and to develop a sense of faith and trust that no matter what comes along, that this is an expression of divine providence, and that it's incumbent upon us, even as we do everything that we possibly can for ourselves, to acknowledge that is the ultimate reality.